Spotlight.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Abhinandan Mishra, and today we will be discussing about Prime Minister's address on the occasion on Veer Bal Divas. As we all know that the PM started this initiative in 9th January 2022 when he decided that the sacrifice of the four sons of Guru Gobind Singh, the 10th and the last Guru of the Sikh, should be celebrated as a moment to talk about, to discuss how these young people stood very strongly against religious tyranny and forced conversion. To discuss all this, I have with us Shekhar Iyer, political analyst. And before I start this discussion, I would like to play a part of the speech of what the PM said today.
Aaj hum un veer sahibzadon ko yaad kar rahe hain jo hamare Bharat ka gaurav hai, jo Bharat ke adamya sahas, shaurya, veerta ki paraakashta hai. Wo veer sahibzade jinhone उम्र और अवस्था की सीमाओं को तोड़ दिया, जो क्रूर मुगल सल्तनत के सामने ऐसे चट्टान की तरह खड़े हुए कि मजहबी कट्टरता और आतंक का वजूद ही हिला गया. जब भी 26 दिसंबर का ये दिन आता है तो मुझे ये तसल्ली होती है कि हमारी सरकार ने साहिबजादों की वीरता से प्रेरित Veer Bal Divas manana shuru kiya.
Shikhar ji, first question that I would like to ask you is that how do you think is this entire thing of celebrating Veer Bal Divas going to inspire the coming generation and is inspiring the present generation?
Jatin ji, we will have to understand the significance of this Veer Bal Divas. As you mentioned, it is to commemorate the sacrifice of not just Guru Gobind Singh ji, but also of his family, the entire family, his four children. They gave up their lives fighting against religious fanaticism. And no matter they were put through the cruelty and the suffering, but they held steadfast to their principles and ideas. Now, we need to remember their story. We remember to read their valor for the simple reason because today, even after so many years, even after centuries, you are facing a similar situation where the forces of religious fanaticism and forces of religious intolerance and terrorism are still posing a challenge. So therefore, when we celebrate Veer Bal Divas, it's a reminder to our generation and the coming generation that India has withstood such atrocities. India has withstood such coarse conversions, and that which led back a very terrible memory and pain and suffering. But at the same time, we must realize that no matter whichever ruler has tried to do this, invader, but India has held its own position because of its internal strength. That internal strength and courage comes because of the ideals that were brought to us by such great souls like Sahibzades. And continuously we have seen that this has been passed on to generation after generation. So that is why the Prime Minister feels that just a few days ago we observed the Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's 350th battledore with a special program in Gurukshetra. So the whole idea is we remember all these great icons, our heroes, because from that we can know that no matter the way, see, these forces have taken new forms and shapes, and they continue to threaten our nation's integrity, and they threaten our cultural heritage. So on such a time, we must remember we have faced these forces before and we have overcome them. We will again face them and overcome them. This is the lesson one draws from remembering such heroes.
Shikhar ji, in my view, by resurrecting and by celebrating these forgotten heroes and people whom not much has been written about, I believe that the government and the PM is bringing a sort of cultural renaissance. Do you agree with that?
Undoubtedly. Undoubtedly, what we are witnessing today is not just cultural renaissance. It's a reconnect to our past, reconnect to our deep roots, and deep connect to what is our rich heritage. Heritage that has sustained the civilization for more than 5,000 years. See, no other country, no other nation has faced such territorial violations, such kind of atrocities, such kind of violence. But Indian society, Indian culture has held its own. That is only possible because of inherent strength in us. So therefore, whatever is being done today, to recall, to remember, and to draw lessons from our glorious past is a step in the right direction.
And it should have been something that should have been done maybe years ago? Or do you think, though, I mean, this is the right time to do it?
See, I always believe in what the Prime Minister says. Yehi samay hai, sahi samay hai. That is, this is the right time and this is the correct time. Because, yes, we could have done a lot more from the earlier era, from an earlier period, but it was not done. The question does arise now and then, why it was not done? Because there was always, I would not say a concerted effort, but really to glorify certain parts of our history and to forget certain other parts, because it was seen as uncomfortable for whatever politics was happening of the time. But today, you know, it is not like that. Today we are filled with emotion and reverence for what is richly belongs to us and for the path shown by these great people into how to move forward. And we saw, that is why this government has also been acknowledging contribution to our Swadin Sangram fight, to our freedom struggle. It's by highlighting and rewarding some unknown heroes. Every state has seen patriotism in its various flavor and various ways, and so many people participated in our freedom struggle. But many of them were not remembered. Many of them not even acknowledged. But today we have seen in the last few years, these heroes are being discovered and rediscovered. Their place in history is being given proper acknowledgement. This is happening there. And that is why you find government holding celebrations like Veer Bal Diwas. It is to remind our children, the future of our generation, that what is India today? What is Bharat today? What is the Bharat's internal strength? Why is this country overcome so many difficulties and so many challenges and stood as a united culture? What is the reason? The reason is its inherent strength. A strength which has been sustained, nurtured, and imbibed by generation after generation, no matter whatever has been the personal pressure from outside. Otherwise, this nation's cultural identity would have been lost. But today, one more thing, Abhinandan ji, lot of young people are realizing that we need to connect to our glorious past. We need to draw lessons from our ancient wisdom. We need to draw lessons from our scriptures, from the great ways of living, guidance given by our rishis and munis across ages. No other country has this benefit of such rich wisdom of life and how to live in tune with the nature, with the environment. All this is contained in our great Upanishads, in our scriptures, in our philosophies. Everything is there.
The PM spoke on philosophy today. In fact, he mentioned Lord Macaulay and he used the word Gulami ki mansikta, the thought that how we were under the rule of the British agencies for 200 years because of what the system was back then. And he said that this system has to be broken, and by 2035, it will be 200 years of Lord Macaulay's law that brought English education into India. The new education policy has been introduced by the government. Do you think that it is working?
Oh, definitely, new education policy, as you mentioned, kept in mind the kind of situation that was created by Macaulay's plan for India to subjugate India. And that subjugation was not physical, that subjugation was mental. Somehow generations where Indians were made to believe that we are as a race, as a country, inferior to Western civilization, to Western philosophies, to Western literature, and so on and so forth. And unless it was our scriptures, our texts were not validated by a praise from the West, we were made to feel that something is lacking in us. But that has changed. Of course, the benefit of English education is there. But along with that English education, we also got that as a baggage. That baggage is now being demolished because we are proud of our strengths. We are proud of our achievements. We are proud of our strength. We are proud that has come to us by way of our ancient heritage. What has been handed to us, the richness of our spiritual and religious form. Today we value them, today we practice them. And yes, even as we converse in the English language, we are not opposed to English language. The problem was the mindset. That mindset was because, after all, Macaulay thought of this plan because it was not that he wanted Indians to get educated. It was to give us such an education because Macaulay realized that Indians, they have their own system. And that is a system that has kept this country growing. And growing. So they felt that if we have to keep our grip on India, we have to continue to subjugate India and exploit India, we need to change the mindset of the people.
Shikarji, let's listen to what the PM said about Lord Macaulay today.
Ab Bharat ne tay kiya hai ki gulami ki mansikta se mukti pani hi hogi. अब हम भारतीयों के बलिदान, हमारे शौर्य की स्मृतियां दबेगी नहीं। अब देश के नायक नायिकाओं को हाशिए पर नहीं रखा जाएगा और इसलिए वीर बाल दिवस को हम पूरे मनोभाव से मना रहे हैं। और हम इतने पर ही नहीं रुके हैं, मैकाले ने जो साजिश रची थी उसके 200 साल अब थोड़ी समय में हो जाएंगे, इसमें अभी 10 साल का समय बाकी है। इन्हीं 10 सालों में हम देश को पूरी तरह गुलामी की मानसिकता से मुक्त करके रहेंगे।
Shikhar ji, you have covered India for more than 4 decades and watched many political and social development very closely.
Now things are changing and young people particularly, Abhinandan ji, I must say one thing. They are reading into our past. They are reading a different kind of history. They are trying to understand why is it so that we were made to feel like this? What was the design behind this? And why was it a particular political view of things was considered as the Marxian view, Marxistian view, left view, secular view, progress view? Why were these labels were given to a particular view and any other view contrary to that was rejected as regressive and it was divided into left and right? The whole idea and your narrative had to fit into that. Unless if your perspective matched with what that was already going on, the established approach, you were kept out.
So intolerance was more before 2014 rather than like one of the criticism that this government faces from certain quarters is that this government is intolerant. But when I hear your side, intolerance was more before 2014.
You see, that intolerance was ingrained in such a way that a particular narrative was considered the most established and the right way. Any other perspective on any problem or any subject was immediately rejected as illiberal. See, this approach was considered the most liberal progressive way and all others were rejected as illiberal because of the mindset. And anybody who did not agree with this or start to differ were labeled as reactionaries. Whether they were labeled as people who were against, they were considered as illiberal. It's a fact of life. Consequently, the entire academic world, and to great extent media world, was also guided by such a view. People started rejecting this. And when the political changes happened, now you are getting to see a different perspective. And perspective of our past, our perspective of our heritage, everything has changed today.
My last question, Shikhar ji, from you would be that personally, how satisfied or happy you are when you see these changes, and these changes which I believe you would not have even imagined that this will happen.
Definitely, I feel proud manner in which this country has come to the present stage. Today, there is not one sector or one area which is neglected, and there is a big effort of knowledge, contribution, small or big, from different sections of the society. And our culture, our heritage is valued and is being cherished and being promoted and the way it should have been always. Instead of, you know, sticking to some narrative or sticking to some hidden political agendas, now today we have to be proud that this is a great nation, a nation that has existed at the concept of the Bharatvarsha for the last 5,000 years. Therefore, what we are seeing today is correction of certain imbalances that had occurred over a long period of time. So that today we value ourselves as Indians, we value our heritage, we value what has been bequeathed to us, and we know that our country is on a path of progress, a progress that will see us reach new path that will see the glorious past will be relived with even more greater glory.
Thank you so much, Shikhar ji, for your great insight. It was a very enlightening discussion. Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app News On Air and our YouTube channel News On Air Official.
Spotlight.